Hey, this is Gerf Morlix, and I'm in Winnipeg, and I'm loving it. And I'm listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I can hear the wild dogs howl. They've been steady on the prowl, but now the circle is moving in. Without you here, I can't win. The night is heavy with the smell of fear. Hanging thick in the atmosphere. I'm lying helpless on the ground, wishing you were still around. I need you now. I need you now. I'm calling. Got nothing left to burn. Might have thought that I'd learned to keep it going through the night. If you want to see the morning light, I need you now.
Oh, that's a good one indeed. What a good way to start the show. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way. My name's Jeff. I'm here for the next couple of hours playing you singer-songwriters and whatever else. I even got a good rock band I'm going to play later on. And if you listen real closely, we have a band live in the studio this week. Can you hear that? They're pretty bad. They're playing downstairs, but they're pretty bad. So just try to block it out. It'll be okay. Gerf Morlix there from his album Diamonds to Dust. Did you go see Gerf on Friday? Did you go see Gerf on Saturday? If the answer is no to both those questions, you're just silly. because Gerf Morlux was in town. He flew out this morning. Absolutely brilliant. You know, I rave on and on about what a great producer Gerf Morlux is, but sometimes you forget what an amazing songwriter he is, and what a great performer as well. Friday night, went to see him at the Westin Cultural Center as part of the double-barreled CD release party, and absolutely phenomenal and fantastic. What a great opportunity to see such a legend up close. Hopefully you were there, or hopefully you went to the High and Lonesome Club on Friday or Saturday night to catch him. Good stuff. And then last night, Mr. Forbert put on quite a display as well. So it's been a great weekend for music, and hopefully you caught some of it. Great weekend for weather as well. Hopefully you're enjoying the weather. But stick around, listen to the show. It's going to be a good show. We got some new music coming up for you later on, including a, you know, last week, I think it was last week, I brought in the Catherine McClellan and said that was possibly the album of the year. I got another album of the year contender, and it's going to be a dead heat for the top album of the year. We'll play that coming up a little bit later on, and we're going to try and slip in some new Steve Forbert and some other things as well, so stick around. But coming up right away, we got an interview with a great duo who's coming to town. These ladies were mentioned to me. I'd never heard of them before until a little while ago. Stephen Fearing was in here, and I said, who should I be listening to these days? And the first name out of his mouth was these ladies. And they're coming to town. They're opening for, they're opening for Matthew Good, but you should like them anyway. They're fantastic. They're from Ontario. They're called Dalla. They have a fantastic second record out, and we'll talk to them about that and touring and all kinds of other things. But first, let's hear something from their last record. It's called Angels and Thieves, and we're going to hear the title track. This is Dalla, who we're going to speak to in moments on Tell the Band to Go Home. I think that's not it. Let's try that one. Dalla, Angels and Thieves.
Say I'm letting life slip by, and starlight's wasted on sleeping eyes. I stare all night into the sky, and all these stars have long since died. I've woken up a thousand times, drawn the curtains, drawn the line. A thousand lives walk through my own. I stand still and stand alone. I wish I could believe in something bigger, in the space that lies between. I just want some sleep. An end to this day's masquerade. A suitcase packed and put away. The mirror's useless in the night. I see myself between the lights. Wish I could believe in something bigger.
Sleep. Wish I could.
should I call you officer? 'Cause you're asking all the questions that I get at the border. I know you wanna file me away with the girls who disappoint you every day. I'm no better staring at your mouth, making other plans as the words come out. It's hard to choose in a crowded room. You're never satisfied with the one you're talking to. And if I believed in Jesus like a little girl in her Sunday dress, if I lived forever like Elvis, would I be perfect? Perfect. Well, I'm not what I claim to be, and I've heard you whispering when I leave. We're all trying to leave no trace, but somehow your life gets written. And if I believed in Jesus like a little girl in her Sunday dress, and if I lived forever like Elvis, would I be perfect? Perfect. What am I gonna tell she asks me what I left for her? And what am I gonna tell that little girl when she runs home crying, it's a cruel, cruel world? And what am I gonna tell that little girl, that little girl? I'm 22 and I've been through hell. Where did I go when I lost myself? Where did I go when I lost myself? Where did I go when I lost myself? And if I believed in Jesus like a little girl in a Sunday dress, and if I lived forever like Elvis, would I be? Yeah. And if I believed in Jesus like a little girl,
wow, that is gorgeous indeed. That is Dalla from Ontario. Their brand new record is called Who Do You Think You Are? And we're going to go and talk to Amanda. Who the heck do you think you are?
Well, I'm half of Dalla, that's for sure.
Now, the folks here, sadly, yet, are not as familiar with Dalla as we darn well should be.
So yeah, well, we've never played in Winnipeg
I know.
Before.
Do you want to give us the brief history of the group?
Sure, I'd love to. Sheila and I met in high school. We're old friends, and started writing music together about 5 years ago. And we put out a couple records with Universal in the last 2 years, and yeah, we're really excited about playing music.
Now, I mean, you're signed to Universal Music, and obviously, you know, you got some of the right people on your corner. But, I mean, sadly, I haven't heard of you yet. Is it still sort of just a regional focus for you, or is it mostly just Ontario you've been hitting lately?
I guess in the last about 2 years ago, Ontario was our home base for sure.
Yeah.
But we've been developing sort of at our own pace, which is a really awesome way to start. And with this new album, we've been touring it across the country. So this is definitely the album that's taking us far from home.
Yeah, it's a fantastic record. I'm really happy that that folks are going to get to hear it. But anyways, obviously I've been looking at your stuff. You have a great relationship with a guy named Mike Roth. Now, now for folks that don't know who Mike Roth is, do you want to give us a bit of his bio?
Sure, I'd love to. Mike Roth found us actually about 4 years ago, and he's much of the reason why we're doing music full time now. He used to work for Sony for a number of years and now started his own record company kind of label that's also a development company, and they found us, and we've been working with Mike ever since. And he's just an amazing man. He's our manager and our producer, and just has been life-changing for us.
Now, this is a guy who's been in the music industry for a long time in Canada and has discovered, like, some of the top names in Canadian music.
Yeah, so, he found Chantal Kreviezek, with Our Lady Peace, Amanda Marshall, all those acts.
So, obviously, he knows what he's talking about, and for him to be this confident in you, I mean, that's got to feel good for you guys.
I know. It's pretty incredible. We're very lucky.
And you're his marquee act at the moment, and I got to believe that's going to do good things for you.
Yeah, you know, we've just been really blessed. The last year we toured with Tom Cochran across the country.
Yeah.
And now we have the chance to open for Matthew Good, so we're just, you know, two of the luckiest people in the world.
Yeah, no kidding. Obviously, it's kind of interesting. You're doing some pop things. You're touring with Matthew Good, who's, you know, sort of known for his pop rock star status, as well as Tom Cochran. But it's interesting. Your name first came to me. I don't know if you remember this or not, but a little while ago I had Stephen Fearing here on the show, and I said Stephen Fearing is a guy who knows music. When Stephen Fearing mentions somebody to me, I know they're good. So I said, like, who's good that I haven't heard of yet? And it didn't even take him a second. He said, Dala, this group from Ontario. It was kind of funny. I don't know if you heard that quote that I sent you. But
we totally did. We got a kick out of it. We had no idea.
It's kind of funny. Like, at first he was prepared not to like you for some reason. I guess he just sort of thought that, you know, it was going to be something other than what it was. But when you guys started to sing, it just grabbed him, and so he's going around talking good about you, and that's obviously got to be a good thing as well.
Oh, it's amazing, especially someone like Stephen Fearing. You know, we're huge fans, so when you sent us that clip, we were just blown away. We couldn't believe it.
Anyways, where I was going with this, it's kind of an interesting thing. You guys are kind of in an interesting space. There's a couple of groups here from Winnipeg that I'm friends with that I don't know if you've heard of a group called Easily Amused.
We played with them.
Or J.P. Ho?
Yep.
Have you heard of J.P. Ho? Anyways, they're kind of in an interesting space where they have great pop melodies and great sensibilities and stuff, but yet they play acoustically, singer-songwriter kind of things, so they're kind of like... They're kind of like folk, but they have the great pop melodies as well, and they're kind of stuck in between two worlds. I mean, for me, it's the best of both worlds, but I don't know. I think that sometimes they sort of have trouble, like, for people to know whether they're a folk act or they're a pop act or what. Do you sort of have that same problem, or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I totally know what you mean. It's hard to categorize your music when you're doing something that's little in between. But for the most part, we've just found it has opened a lot of doors for us. And we've been able to play, you know, regular music festivals as well as folk festivals and open for all sorts of different artists. You know, the fact that we're acoustic means that we can open for just about anybody.
Yeah.
And I just think it widens our market as opposed to, you know, making it more difficult. So
we're
really lucky. I mean, it just means that there are a lot more people that are interested in hearing us. So.
Well, and obviously, I mean, it's got to help with getting attention as well. I mean, I would think, I don't listen to a lot of pop radio, but I would think that you would probably get some play on pop radio somewhere.
Yeah.
But yet also you can sort of get on a singer-songwriter show like mine. So you kind of got the best of both worlds there. So that's obviously a good thing.
Yeah, it's great.
When you guys go to make music, what is your priority? Is it to make a good melody or to write a good lyric or?
It's weird. We write songs together, Sheila and I, and it's pretty much equal share, you know. Someone will bring an idea to the table, either a lyric or a melody, or just some chords that really inspire us. And we both, it's like conversation back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And the melodies are just as important as the lyrics to us, but we definitely start with, more often than not, we start with the music, and that sort of guides us. And then we take things that we've been experiencing or words that we've been writing in our journals or anything that's been on our minds, and we let the music sort of take those lyrics and create them.
So right.
It's they're both really important to us, and it's a very organic process.
That's awesome. And obviously you have a strong relationship sort of working together. I mean, sometimes when you're in a partnership like that, you want to be protective of your own songs and you want to do your own thing, but it sounds like
yeah.
you guys are really good at collaborating and not really caring sort of.
Yeah, it's a really special collaboration relationship. It's unusual from what I've heard from other musicians, just because it is so equal and we're so supportive of each other, and yet we can also take criticism from each other really well. So
right.
it's ultimately we have the same goal, and that's what keeps us strong.
Yeah. So do you guys sort of obviously inspire each other or help each other with, you know, to get ideas and to write better songs?
Oh, totally. I'm Sheila's biggest fan.
Yeah.
it's neat, too, because we have written songs, and we do write songs on our own as well, but not as often, and we usually don't enjoy the experience as much.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, there are a couple songs in the album that Sheila wrote on her own, and it's a really amazing experience to be, you know, proud of someone and be a fan of someone and also be part of their music, you know?
Right.
So it's a really lovely relationship. It's definitely an incredibly strong friendship, and the music comes from that.
That's fantastic, and it's great that you both sort of sing and play instruments and stuff as well, so there's obviously, it is pretty equal in lots of respects, which is great.
Yeah, it is.
When you play live, how do you play? Is it just the two of you and acoustic guitars, or do you have a band, or?
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
We keep it simple. We like keeping it as close to the core as possible.
Well, that's good. I mean, do you ever get to play live with a band, though?
We haven't so far, and we don't really have a desire to anytime soon. We really like the way that we go about performing. The dynamics between the two of us and the energy is so unique that we sort of don't want to mess with a good thing, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
On the records, though, it's so well produced, and there's lots of great players on here. Is it sort of a different thing then when I come to see you live than what I hear on the record?
Ultimately, it's the recordings are still vocal based,
yeah,
and acoustic based. I mean, we both have family members, brothers specifically, that are musicians as well, and friends that play all sorts of instruments. So when we're making a record, it's a different experience for us,
right?
And we like to include parts that we probably wouldn't play live, but that really enhance the idea of it on a record.
Right.
Because essentially, you know, you can't get the full experience through a CD of seeing someone live, and we try to create as much of the idea behind the song and uh-huh. translate the energy we have on stage through adding instruments and things like that.
That's great. Is it mostly opening these days for you, or do you do some headlining and stuff as well?
We have a show in Toronto, actually, in the middle of this amazingly long tour. we have a show, a shared stage with The Undesirables
uh-huh.
in Toronto at Hughes Room. So we do our own headlining shows as well, but right now we're totally in opening head space.
Opening is such a tough thing. First of all, you have a very short time to get your message across, and you have to have, I mean, obviously you have to go through and make sure you have the best set possible for your, I don't know, what do you get in 25 minutes, half an hour?
Half an hour.
I mean, you got to have the most solid half an hour. But the other thing is also, I mean, when people come to see Matthew Good, unfortunately, they're not always there to see Dalla. So
yeah.
Sometimes they're out in the lobby, or they're taking their seat, or they're talking to their buddy or whatever. So, I mean, is that a tough gig to, first of all, get that set as solid as it can be, and then to get those people listening when they're there?
Well, you know what? It's really exciting when we're writing a set for opening. It's exciting in a different way than when you're headlining. It's exciting because you get to just pack a really hard punch, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what's thrilling about it, is you have such a short period of time. It goes by really quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, for the most part, there are about half the theater waits for Matthew Good to start, you know, before coming in. But so far in our experience of the last four shows, the theater starts off when we're starting our first song, and it starts off half full, and then by the end of the first song, it's almost everyone from the lobby has come in. So we've been very lucky that our voices have drawn people in.
And are you getting a lot of folks coming up to you afterwards and saying, like, I'd never heard of you before, but you were fantastic, and, you know?
Totally, yeah. And it's really, I mean, well, you know, our heads are growing.
Yeah.
But no, it's really touching to see how much of an influence we've made. And there are a number of people who said, you know, I've never heard of you, and I've never even bought an opening act CD ever in my whole life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they ask us to sign their copy. So it's pretty overwhelming.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that lots of people are getting to hear you anyway, and the word is going to slowly get out anyway.
Yeah, we're very lucky. This is an amazing opportunity, and we're absolutely thrilled.
I wanted to ask you real quickly. I know Mike Roth is involved in a project that I've been hearing about for a while, and I've been dying to hear the Borrowed Tunes Volume 2.
Yeah.
Borrowed Tunes Volume 1, it was a collection of Canadian artists who performed Neil Young songs, and it's absolutely one of the best tribute records I've ever heard in my life. I listen to it all the time still. It's absolutely phenomenal, and I've been hearing for a while that he's making another one, and I know you guys are on it.
Yeah, we are. It's amazing. We've gotten to hear a lot of the track before anyone else.
Yeah.
We have the inside track. But yeah, it's in my opinion, it's even better than the first one, which is hard to compare the two because they're both so good. It's a double disc as well. And there are some incredible versions, like very unexpected renditions of Neil Young songs that are just so incredible. You know, they really make you think about the songs in a new way.
Yeah.
So it's an awesome album, and I think it comes out in mid-October.
Yeah, I think something like that. Is your track A Man Needs a Mate? I know that's on your last record. Is that the one that's on there?
We actually threw on Ohio.
Oh.
Because we play our version of Ohio live a lot, actually. We throw it in whenever we can find a piano.
Yeah.
We play our version of Ohio, and so we threw that one on the compilation album because it was our preferred choice at the time. So, yeah, we wanted to put something different on.
Well, I know I'm sure that's going to do good things for you. I mean, people pick up those records because they see some of their favorite artists on there, and while they're on there, they sometimes discover a new one. I remember the last one. There's a couple of bands. One in particular was the Philosopher Kings. I'd never heard them before, but their version of Coupe de Ville on that first one absolutely is the highlight of the record for me, and I went like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
So I got to believe that some people are going to discover you through that as well in October.
Yeah, it's an amazing record. I highly suggest getting it.
Excellent. Well, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, well, you're playing here on Friday with Matthew Good at the Garrick Center. I believe it's sold out, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. I think most of the shows on this tour are.
So if we missed out, or you know, some of us might not normally go see Matthew Good, to be honest with you, will we get a chance to see Dalla ever? Do you have plans for a tour on your own, or?
We don't have anything concrete yet, but we do want to come through in the next year or so, and do sort of our own headlining tour at some point, whenever we're done opening for people.
Well, listen, I'm dying to see you guys live, so you got to let me know, okay? Because I want to be there.
We'll give you a call.
I want to make it happen. All right, it's the record is great. I assume that people are. Have you gotten many reviews or feedback from from the industry or anything?
I haven't actually had the time to go through and look for some reviews.
Good,
I'm sure there are some. But
those things are bad for you anyways, so
yeah,
you got to avoid those things. But
we keep our head in the music.
Yeah, it's such a great record. I'm sure you're proud of it. We're certainly glad to have it.
Thank you so much.
We want to play a track now. Is there anything in particular we should play or something you want to hear?
Well, you should definitely play Anywhere Under the Moon because it features Winnipeg.
I know. Shout out to Winnipeg. I mean, have you even ever been to Winnipeg before?
We were actually on our, with Tom Cook, when we played in Dauphin.
Okay.
And we were sort of on our way to the Winnipeg airport when we wrote the song.
Oh.
So we were inspired by traveling to Winnipeg. We had never been, and so we hadn't played Winnipeg. We had only been there briefly, but we were inspired by our trip. So the song is all about Winnipeg.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully we will welcome you in style on Friday anyway.
I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in Winnipeg, and it's been a real pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeff.
All right, good luck with the tour.
Thanks.
La 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 la.
That is Dalla. Their brand new record is Who Do You Think You Are? And like I said, it's a pretty fantastic thing. So pick it up in your stores or go see them on Friday night if you have a ticket. Make sure you're there early to see them. Yeah, so that's Dalla. And I was just thinking about all the amazing music this year. It's been a great year for music, but especially great female singer-songwriters. There have been some absolutely brilliant records come out this year by some of our favorite ladies. Dalla there, of course, being an example. But so I'm going to play a few of those now, just some great female singer-songwriters this year. And here's one I just listened to this morning again. It's a pretty good record. It's called Unglamorous. It's from Laurie McKenna. Tell the band to go home.
You never woke up beside a stranger, but you never spent the night alone. And your jacket is a flask of Southern comfort. In your pocket, you got a comb. I know you. I know you. You've been pushed right to the limit, lived on a lonesome road. Chopped up an old vine dresser to heat the house once in the cold. I know you. Yeah, I know you. Well, I know where you go when you want to be alone. I know just how hard you work and how much money you bring home. But you hate sitting in the pew, baby, I know you. Well, D.H. Lawrence would be your favorite poet if you thought poetry was cool. You have too much pride to be a thief and just enough gut to be a fool, baby, I know you. And I know the smell of your rain. I know every time you walk out that door, you might stumble back in it again. Yeah, I know you. Well, yes, I do, baby blue. I know you. Well, I know that you feel bad for every bad thing that you do. You got a scar on your right cheek and the fear of God embedded in you. You are in. No other woman's gonna read your mind or be sorry for your sins. I know you. I know. But you never spend the night alone. And your jacket is a flask of Southern comfort. In your pocket, you got a comb.
light a candle in your name. Long past midnight, memories bright in the freeze frame. And I'm asking myself why. I see you at the Marriott. Funny little grin, driving those drums like a chariot. Well, did it hurt too much to try? Woody, you were my hero, a shoulder to cry on when I'm bottomed out at zero. And in the hour of the wolf, just before the dawn, hard times in Babylon. Okay, so you had to go take a walk on the wild side down to the valley of the shadow, but it just don't seem like you. What do you could have called? Not a man or a woman gathered here tonight in the big house who wouldn't run to pull you through. An incident so grievous, 20 years ago you thought this was a way that you would leave. But in the hour of the wolf, just before the dawn, hard times in Babylon. We gotta hang together when the air's this thin. Hand out the mask for the oxygen. Live for time in our lives when the little dreams live but the big dream dies. Not for nothing, not for nothing I can do is gonna bring you back, or let me see you again. And in the hour of the wolf, just before the dawn, hard times in Babylon. In the hour of the wolf, just before the dawn, hard times in Babylon. along and lend a hand. So little time, so much to give to everyone around you. One day here, the next one gone. I got lost when the night came on. Then I sang a song and the darkness fled, and I saw light around you. Wherever he's gone, I saw the light, you saw the light, we saw the light around him. Oh, I saw the light, you saw the light, we saw the light around him. One more task as he leaves the world behind him. But it's friends that bring us peace of mind in these troubled times around us. I saw the light, you saw the light, we saw the light around him. Oh, I saw the light, you saw the light, we saw the light around him. Around him, around him. I saw the light around him, around him, around him. Thank you.
dirty ring, a dirty deal with the devil.
Hey, you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5, and this is Mary Gaucher, and I'm listening too.
Well, the grasses are swaying, sun's going down, music's playing, you're weaving through town, pull into the drive. Toss it in park. Stare out of the windshield, out into the world. It was all for the love of a wayward girl who left you with a second place smile and a broken heart. Lights are starting to flicker to life. They glow for a minute, then they get bright. Fireflies light up, circle and spark. But there's nothing really that you can do. Put your hand in your pockets, try to get through the distance between the daylight and the dark.
Finally got our hands on the brand new album from Mary Gaucher, Between Daylight and Dark, and that was the title track, co-written by our good friend Fred Eaglesmith. There's a great quote in here. I don't know whether this inspired the song and thereby the record or vice versa, but it says, it was the in-between time before day leaves and night comes, a time I have never been partial to because of the sadness that lingers in the space between coming and going. Ooh, Nelly, that's deep stuff there. So that's the new record from Mary Gaucher. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I think she should have had Gerf Morlux produce it. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the world's biggest Gerf Morlux fan, but I've listened to this a couple times now, and I don't get it yet, but I'm working on it. I'll keep trying. But I don't know, pick it up for yourself. It's out in your stores now, and I had a hard time finding it myself, but I'm sure you can find it somewhere. Before that, something new from our old friend Monica Schrader from formerly of Horndean, Manitoba. Have you ever been to Horndean?
No.
You've driven through Horndean, I'm sure. It's near Winkler.
No?
No? All right. Never mind then. Her new record is a darn good one. And the name of it now escapes me. It's called So Far. She lives in Toronto now, of course. We heard City Lights. Before that, something from formerly of Oak Lake, Manitoba. You ever been to Oak Lake, Manitoba?
No.
No, never been to Oak Lake. All right. Tanis Lemon, formerly of Oak Lake, Manitoba, now living in Guelph. We heard a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song called Around Him from her new album, Lucky Blue. Tanis Lemon is an absolute gem. I love this record, and you will too if you pick it up. Before that, one of the most beautiful records I've heard in years, Church Bell Blues by Catherine McClellan. We heard a song called Brave Love, and I swear to God, I'm going to play every song on that record sooner or later just to prove that the whole thing is that good, because you should go out and buy it. It's amazing. Amazing. Before that, Eliza Gilkison, Hard Times in Babylon, her new live record. Technically not a new song, but it's a new live record, and she's fantastic, so we've got to play something from that. Before that, one of my other favorite new discoveries of the year, a lady named Elin Jewell. Her album is called Letters from Sinners and Strangers, and it is also fantastic. If it weren't for Catherine McClellan, that might be the debut album of the year, but we heard Dusty Boxcar Wall, and that's got me to thinking, when the heck is Gillian Welch going to put on a new record? Gotta wonder about that. We started off with Laurie McKenna, I Know You, from her album Unglamorous. And speaking of unglamorous things, I'm going to play a few things coming up next from an album of the year candidate that is going to be hard to dethrone. I mean, the Catherine McClellan is brilliant. The Jim Bryson record is brilliant. So many great albums this year, but this one is just, it's stuck. I can't stop listening to it. It's fantastic, and I'm absolutely shocked that this guy put out an album this good. I'm a huge fan of this guy. Have been for years and years and years, but he's never done a record that I've loved this much, and I'm going to play you something off of it after a few of these.